Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Two of the big program, episode number 101. After the CC, Phil Andrews is here, the voice of the pack. This smells like a party in here. You can tell there was a party in here yesterday, huh?
Congratulations on 100 shows.
Thank you, awesome. Jackie Perez, too. Yep.
Yeah.
It was, it's been a lot of fun. The party was great. And we just keep on rolling, right?
Well, the confetti and the balloons are still up.
That's what I'm saying. And the empties, they hid those before you came in. I don't know if you can smell them or not. But, yeah, it was a big party. And today, just another day, one day at a time. But it is episode 101. So we're recognizing guys who were number one in their career in sports. And that includes Henry Burris, Eddie Stanowski, Steady Eddie, Warren Moon, Corey Sheets. The list goes on. Cam Newton, Terry Sawchuk, Johnny Bauer, Shaq Evans. So I haven't even got to Brady's list from Saskatoon yet. The high school kid from your hometown, mm-hmm. Brady, every day he texts us. He sneaks out of school and texts us in a break. And he's 19 players he sent us. So we'll be getting to those. So we've been talking Heritage Classic. We haven't got around a ton to the breaking news today that Zach Caleros has been named the starting quarterback for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers Friday night against the Calgary Stampeders on Friday Night Football. We probably will delve into that a little later on in hour two, but we'll go deep into it on Football Friday here tomorrow with John Frenzy in the bunker. Because, listen, I got to be honest, everybody's going bonkers over the NHL Heritage Classic, the Prairie Classic with the Pats and the Hitmen, and Jackie Perez of CTV Regina, CTV Morning Live, rolling into the bunker here. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
This is like midnight for you, probably, because you've been up a long time.
I don't know. We went from one to the other. We're moving around a lot this morning.
Yes.
We checked out the rink. It was awesome.
It looked great. I saw your tweet.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tell people what you're seeing.
You're seeing a rink inside Mosaic Stadium. Like, how cool is that? It was really funny to see the bleachers and the benches just out, or the stadium seats out, and having so much space on field. And I mean, we were talking to your guys and they were saying they just had goosebumps just being out there. And can't wait to see what the guys are feeling.
It's crazy how they've just taken it over. Like, you know, it doesn't even look like the Ryder Stadium anymore, right? Like, all their branding and everything, like, they, I mean, as the NHL, you would expect it, but they do it right. Like, it's got an atmosphere in there already, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, everyone's just, like, looking at Pill Country. They're like, whoa, Pill Country looks so different because they've gotten rid of the signs. It's Heritage Classic just smacked on right there. It's really cool how they even staged the field, because the rink doesn't take up the entire field. You have the Flames logo, the Jets logo. It's really a sight to see.
Well, explain to me, because what I've heard is that nobody's allowed to take photos. We've heard Ryder staff can't take photos. And yet, as I mentioned here earlier to the guys, Claire Hanna's been at ice level helping paint lines. That's been on her social media. You this morning, you put video on your Twitter. So what are the rules and who's allowed?
How the rules are. We were down there and we begged. We're like, can we be ringside for the morning? And I know it's really tough because these guys are really taking care of the ice. There's just like when construction's on there, you can't be anywhere near it. Luckily, I think they were saying that it has a lot to do with it being nighttime. That's okay because it won't damage the ice, but with the sun coming down or just it being bright and early, they have to maintain that ice. So that's what the crew was doing around 8 o'clock this morning. They're just covering it. The glass was up, the boards are up, like the lines and the logos are done. Claire Hanna helping with the logo placement. Right. She was like, I hope it's not crooked. Please don't blame me if you guys are offside.
Yeah, they were saying that all the work they're doing is at night because they don't want to leave the ice uncovered during the day. So those guys are
17 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, 17. Yeah, geez. At least it's not going to be 17 on Saturday, though they had a game at Dodger Stadium last year, so they know what they're doing.
That's what everybody's worried about, the temperature on the ice. And again, and not only did they play in L.A., but they had no problems in LA. So obviously they know what they're doing.
What I would like to tell everyone out there who is watching, because it is going to be at 8 p.m. tonight, don't be concerned about the ice. Be concerned about yourself, because we were out there in the morning and my toes were getting cold, and we were out doing hits from 6 to 9, and just the longer it got, or even the brighter it got, we still got cold. So just dress as warm as you can.
Couple layers.
Yeah.
Philzy, how excited are the Pats?
I think really excited. I mean, I don't think I really grasped it. And I thought you hit it on the head earlier this week when, you know, you're kind of thinking about different things, and then you get to the week of, and it's like, holy smokes, you know, we're playing outside. Yeah. I think it's incredible. I mean, our guys are really excited. I think it's cliche. Everybody always talks about, you know, that's when you fall in love with a game as a kid, when you play outside. But it's true. I mean, it's cliche, but it's true. I mean, that's where I did. I mean, I spent hours on the rink outside. So to be able to go back to the roots and, you know, play outside and just do it as a part of this Heritage Classic week with the NHL is incredible. And, you know, Jackie mentioned, I've been having Brad Haroff and Stacey Cattell out there this morning and talking about how they had goosebumps just seeing it, right? You imagine when the guys get out there for warm-ups and seeing, you know, I think we're at close to 14,000 tickets already
sold
for the Pats
boy.
Game on Sunday. So it's going to be a great atmosphere in there for the Pats game on the Sunday. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I learned to skate in a dugout outside.
Yeah.
Courtesy of my dad and my older brothers. And what are you laughing at over there? Do you know what a dugout is?
Yes, I do. I know a dugout more than the rink. I'm still learning how to skate, so that's why.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So tell us your story.
Oh, I just did. It's like 98% of the people that are watching and listening right now, we're all the same. Exactly. So it's nothing special about it. But it is about the outdoor thing. So you and I, Philzy, look at things very similarly, I think, right? So it was not looking too far ahead until, boom, it's here. But here's the pitch. Here's the sale. So if you're, what'd you say, 16,000?
Almost 14,000.
Okay, almost 14,000. Mm-hmm. Can we get a record?
I don't.
We have to.
I would love to see it. I think the record is just over 21,000.
20,888.
Yeah, there you go. So we could get there. We did just open up two of the sections in the upper part of the stadium because the lower bowl is getting ram jammed. So we could get there. I mean, you never know. We're 3 days away. Could we sell that many? That would be incredible to set a record and have it in there. But at the very least, the entire lower bowl is going to be full, and we're going to have some people upper. So better than I expected, I think, for us, for sure.
Well, pretty affordable too.
Yeah. But this is my point. So there are people saying they want to go and it's too expensive, and I understand that, the NHL game. But I think that people are going to see the Jets and Flames are practicing tomorrow on it, then they're playing Saturday. You could do a walk up. I mean, if you can't afford to go to the NHL game, go to the junior game. Cuz the kids, cuz you're a parent, you're a father of 3, you know, your kids will never ever forget going. And to be honest, if there's 14, 15, 16,000 at a junior game, they're not going to know the difference between an NHL game or a junior game.
They were outside.
They were outside. They'll remember that night, that day outside.
Yeah, we're just incredibly lucky that, you know, the NHL brought this game here and we were able to piggyback off it. I mean, their ticket sales have been awesome. I mean, less than 800 left for the game on Sunday night. And then for us to be able to just partner with them and host this game is incredible. And to be able to offer tickets for $1,850, I mean, it's gone off without a hitch so far. And so, yeah, we're really lucky that the NHL and the city of Regina was able to bring this event here to Regina.
Tell me about the jersey. That is one gorgeous looking thing.
It's we're so lucky with the Pats because Gavin and Sean Semple, the owners of Brandt, they have maybe one of the best design teams in Western Canada in terms of just being able to pump out content and do stuff like this. So people remember our 100th anniversary jerseys and then the Memorial Cup jersey, which I think is the best jersey I've ever seen, ever.
Sexy as hell.
I have Sam Steele's that hangs in my office. Like, I liked it that much. Paid whatever, $500 for it, and my wife wasn't
That's
very happy.
Worth it.
But exactly. And so, you know, they do such good work, and we came to them this summer and asked them to put together kind of a throwback that incorporated, you know, the colors of the PPCLI and for our Military Appreciation Night, which is going to be on Sunday, I guess, afternoon. And I think they did a heck of a job. It's simple, which I like. It's got the red and the cream. We haven't had a red since, geez, before new ownership in 13-14. So, yeah, really excited about it. And they're all being auctioned right now, actually, as of now, on reginapats.com/auction2019. So everybody can own a game worn of these if they like.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I just love it. And I guess we have 10 times as many people listening as watching. I guess you want to go back to Facebook and watch this show or reginapats.com, right? You'll have all the info
right
there. Now, here's the interesting thing. Philzy is a dyed-in-the-wool Leafs fan, Jays fan, everything Toronto fan, right?
Pretty much,
and Jackie, you're a Toronto gal.
Yes.
There's never been an outdoor game in Toronto, right?
There was.
Was there? I'm sorry. Where was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was
like 3 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah.
Not that long ago?
Against Detroit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I apologize. Oh, right, because Tiger played in it. Yeah. I think it was longer than 3 years ago. Does that
Maybe
sound right?
Four.
Maybe well, four.
And then
How
2 years ago,
for?
They played in Michigan, and Toronto played Detroit again. At the big house. So they
right, and they had a big alumni thing and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, what is your, do you have an outdoor history at all, Jackie?
Not for a classic. I mean, again, BMO was there, and it's exciting to see it come to Regina because, and I'm talking to everyone here, they're like, you know, we never get any of these things. So having that excitement and that buzz, I've been talking to people in PA, people in Saskatoon, they're all coming down. And I know we talk ticket prices about it being expensive and people are having a hard time finding a decent place to stay. And, but just everyone coming here, there's a lot of activities that are going on because we talked to people today about it. They're doing movie nights, free movie nights every single night in the downtown area. Then a lot of the warehouse or local businesses, they're banding or combining with restaurants to come up with deals and like Regina Heritage Classic deals that are pretty cool. So I think it's a really good time to be here in Regina and the city to come alive like that. It's really cool. It feels like a Toronto festivity.
Yeah, well, that buzz. You would know because Phil's here are two hayseeds from here. But yeah, I feel the same way. And I'm also hearing the things that everybody's coming here and what is there to do? And I'm like, listen, I'm not Tourism Regina. Go, where would...
Tune in to CTV Morning Live tomorrow morning. We will be back on location at Confederation Park. So, because that's where all the free activities are going to be going on. So, like, come down to Confederation Park early. And we're actually going to test out some of the activations that are there. And you don't need a ticket, apparently,
to come on. Yeah, it's free charge.
Yeah, what do people need to know? Tell us all.
Well, there's a lot just going on leading up. And FanFest is a big one from the NHL, which is going to be taking place in Confederation Park. And people will know from, you know, where the Rider pregame party is there in the park, the exact same spot. You don't need a ticket. You'll have to go through, what do they call, metal detectors to get into that part, but no tickets needed. And there's going to be just a lot of stuff celebrating the heritage of hockey. And, you know, and the NHL is going to put on a great show. And we're lucky enough that they're going to continue it into Sunday and have it prior to the Pats game from 10 to 1:30. But it opens at 1 o'clock Saturday prior to the Heritage Classic between the Jets and the Flames. And I think it's going to be great. I mean, an opportunity for people who don't get in the building because I think it's going to be a sold-out game that they can take part in it for sure.
It feels like Grey Cup. That's what I feel like, that energy that's coming and like even being down on that field, if you're talking outdoor experience, it's going to be like that, but with hockey.
Well, and it's not like we don't know what it's like to be on national television here because the Rough Rider games do it all the time, but a hockey game out of Mosaic Stadium on Hockey Night in Canada,
it's awesome.
Right? It really is, right? That part is new to us, so well, that's exciting.
What's the best Rider game to go to is at nighttime, under the lights,
in your snow pants.
Late October, it's a little bit chilly, but it's a game that means something. You know, this is going to rival that, I think, just because of the time of day starting at 8 o'clock, it's going
to
be outstanding.
Well, and that's the thing, is I never really paid attention to this. There's been a lot go on in my life in the last year. So when they announced this thing a year ago, I was like, I'll think
about
it. We'll
get there when we get there.
Yeah, I'll get there when we get there. And of course, my friends in hockey are saying, you don't understand. This is the Stanley Cup and the Grey Cup and the Super Bowl and the Stanley Cup, everything in together at once. And now you're seeing it, Jackie. I mean, you're a big event, a big city gal. So, yeah, it is kind of exciting that way. And, Philzy, obviously you've been working closely, and the Pats have with the NHL on this. But what made them pick here, by the way? That's the part that I missed.
I don't know. I think part of it has to do with, I mean, Mosaic Stadium being probably the best open-air stadium in the country. That is a big part of it. And I think probably a lot of work was done at the city level and the provincial level to attract them to come and do this. So I would say that that's probably a big part of it, just the venue, being able to do it and be in a market that I think is, you know, while it is a very football-centric province, there is also, it's also a hockey province in a big way. And there's probably a lot of people that cheer for Calgary and cheer for Winnipeg now that they've been back in the National Hockey League. So I think it's, a lot of work was done to attract it. And I think it's a marriage made in heaven for the NHL. And from the ticket sales, you can see that it is that, you know, we're going to have 33,000 people in that stadium watching an NHL hockey game. So it worked.
Who do you think will be the rooting interest? Who will be the favorite team in there?
That's tough to pick.
Yes, it is.
I think it might be split right down the middle. I think there's a lot of Jets fans that have come back since they went back in a Winnipeg. But at the same time, there's a lot of Flames fans. I think if it was an Oilers game, I think there would be more Oilers fans than there are, because I feel like a lot of people that I know, I guess in my circle, are Oilers fans here in the province. But I don't know. It's tough to pick. What do you think?
I'm with you 50-50.
Yeah.
Or actually,
maybe a little
in
more
thirds.
Yeah.
Rider fans, Jets fans, and Flames
fans. Just come
fans.
In any jersey.
That's what I... Well, we've been talking about this a lot. Johnny Schmidt writes in on Facebook. He says, too bad it's not the Habs and Leafs. He's the Montreal fan. If I said it was Oilers Leafs, the thing would have sold out within a month. But I also think that people here aren't fussy.
No.
This is a novelty
for
thing,
sure.
Right? And
once
that's why there's a
lifetime opportunity. Who cares who's playing? You're going to go.
And we're all going to go. And I'm actually, I'm happy because, I mean, if I was still calling Rider games, they're not even going to be around here. They're at Commonwealth Stadium that very same night. So I'm happy to be able to go to the game. But this is how much, just to steer the discussion for a second, this is how much people love and are endeared by one Phil Andrews. I had somebody say to me the other day, Phil Z, Pats are struggling. How's Phil doing? And I'm like, Phil's fine.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's what people don't understand, maybe they do, maybe they don't, is that we knew this was coming, right? It's we hosted the Memorial Cup in 2018. And we gave away everything to be competitive, right? And, you know, it would feel a lot better if they didn't lose by a goal in Game 7 in Swift Current in that playoffs or were able to beat the Teton in the Memorial Cup final in 2018. But, you know, we knew that it was going to be a lean couple of years when you don't draft in the first round for, four straight years. And the guys that you did have after Sam Steele in 2013 were all traded away, along with, you know, all of the young pieces that were part of this organization in that season. You knew that it was going to be a tough stretch here. And, you know, the club is a hardworking one. I think that you can definitely say that they've been pretty competitive in almost every game so far this season. But, I mean, they're a club that struggles to score goals. And so we knew it was coming. I'm fine. There is a plan, and it's going to get better, especially with the draft picks that they had this summer and then the picks that they're going to have this following draft in 2020 with holding Swift Current's pick, which we hope is going to be a top five pick, and you get your next Sam Steele. So it's all about the process right now. We saw the Saskatoon Blades go through it after they hosted in 2013. We're hoping it doesn't take as long as it did for them to get back to relevance, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because, as I mentioned earlier, you got three little kids. They're all under the age of what, six?
Six, yep.
Yeah. You're not out in the places I'm out. You're at the rink or you're at home, basically, right?
Yes.
So what I hear is this. Cole Sillinger's with the Tigers. How come the Pats don't have him? And Clark's like, they didn't have a first-round pick that year?
We traded up to get to the fourth round of that draft.
Right.
We were going to pick in the sixth round.
You were nowhere close. But these are the things that people say, right? And now they want Dave Strouche fired because they see the team's record, right? That's the way people are around here.
You could have anybody, Mike Babcock behind the bench, and this isn't a slight against our players. It's just like that's where we are as a team. There's just not that high end skill. We've got some good players at the top side, but I mean, you win with high end guys, and we haven't been able to pick those high end guys. So I mean, coaching to me. I mean, while it is relevant, and Dave and Brad are doing a heck of a job getting these guys better, I mean, a change is redundant, in my opinion.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting term to use. And how about John Paddock? I understand he enjoyed being in. Can we stop cleaning during
the
show?
I'm so distracted right now.
Can we not do that?
I wish everyone could see what's happening right here.
It's okay.
The janitor never stops.
The cleaning staff's in here. No, I'm serious. Can we not do that? During the show, please. Thank you. I heard John enjoyed coming in here.
Man, isn't he awesome, though? I mean, like that, I could sit and listen to him talk about hockey for hours, and I have, and I could do it every day. I mean, to have him sit here, and you could talk about the history, and he's got stories, and he's willing to talk, I think he really enjoys talking hockey because he loves the game. I mean, he wouldn't be doing it still at 63 or whatever he is in junior hockey if he didn't love it. And so, I mean, he's an incredible person, and he really did like coming on here. I enjoyed watching it.
It was a fun chat.
Awesome.
And questions he wouldn't normally get. By the way, here's another thing, because I'm knocking them all off here as we go with Jackie Perez and Phil Andrews. Some have said, and I don't believe this is true, but that this NHL outdoor game, the Heritage Classic, is to prove that the NHL could exist in Saskatchewan.
You think it could?
Nope.
Why not?
I'm full on. Why do you think it could? Let's start there. Let me gather my thoughts before I answer that question. Do you think it could?
You have the passion here. I mean, there's so much passion here in hockey. Well, like, I mean, when I moved here, I was like, okay, this is where hockey is in Canada, because in Toronto, it's just diluted with all the other sports, and there's still a strong NHL team there. But here, this is where it's born. This is where it's bred.
I agree that there would be fan support. There's no doubt about that. I think that like Winnipeg did or Vegas did when they were acquiring their franchise, you go out and you have to acquire, 15,000 season ticket holders and have them locked in, whatever Winnipeg did for 4 years. I don't think that would be a problem. Where the issue is, I think, is the corporate dollar in terms of supporting the teams and just the money that other markets have to support the National Hockey League. It's not at the same level here in Regina. And so that's where I think the issue lies in the NHL coming to Saskatchewan.
I'm with you. The passion's there. The money's not. I guess we could put it to a poll to see what people think. Dave Spadafora writing it on the Facebook wall. He says, yes, we do. All we need is a chance. And hey, they built a rink in Saskatoon for that very purpose. I assume you've been there. Of course you have, Jackie. And Philly, that's your hometown.
Yep.
And they want to get a new arena built in Saskatoon now.
Too, yeah.
And I'm all for it. I'll explain why in the break. I'm not anti-NHL, but no. You're going to have to draw from the million people that are far-flung all across the province. It's not like Winnipeg, where the three-quarters of the province's million are in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is to drive in the winter up to 2, 3, maybe 4 hours in the winter to go to 41 games. And that's just the fans, let alone the corporate dollars, and the riders are sucking up all those dollars, or at least they were. So I just don't think the money's here. But I do think the passion's here. You're right.
I think it's closer doable money-wise just because of the TV money that is there now in the NHL. That's a big part of what drives the salary cap now is not as much as relied on the corporate dollar and more in terms of the TV deals and that type of thing. So it's closer to being viable than probably 10 years ago, I would say, here in the province. But at the same time, it would be tough. It wouldn't be as easy going as those big centers.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a pause and we'll continue with your questions from across the land. Jack writing in from Calgary this morning says Saskatchewan would absolutely have a successful NHL team, best fans in Canada. And that's a guy in Calgary writing in. So I think we may have a topic for the rest of the show. Plus, I want to get to these guys' thoughts on some other things not related to the Heritage Classic and the NHL in Saskatchewan. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bus down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. On this Thursday morning, episode number 101, I think we've ignited a bit of a discussion here. JR in Cranbrook writes in and he says, NHL in Saskatoon is a reality. Great fans, and that is the first thing you need. Yeah, I think we could go a ways on that discussion, NHL in Saskatchewan. By the way, Philzy, Carlo Colaiacobo coming up.
Former Leaf.
Yeah, do you have some questions
Toronto
for him,
native.
By the way? Yep, TSN 1050 Radio Toronto will be with us. And speaking of, Just to look at the morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, the Edmonton Oilers look to overcome a sudden offensive drought when they take on the visiting Washington Capitals in NHL play tonight. The Oilers have just 2 goals in their last 3 games and are coming off back-to-back shutout losses. Also tonight, Montreal hosts San Jose. Calgary entertains Florida. Then the Flames coming here for Saturday's NHL Heritage Classic. Newly acquired quarterback Zach Caleros will start for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Friday's key CFL game against the Stampeders. Caleros will step in for Chris Streveler, who appeared to injure an ankle last week in a loss at Calgary. Golden State Warriors kick off their NBA season tonight with a game against the Clippers. It's the Warriors' first competitive game since losing to Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors in last season's NBA final. I thought that would bring a smile to your face, Jackie. There it is.
There it is.
The Raptors fan that she is. And it's moving day in the World Series. The Washington Nationals have a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros in the Fall Classic. And Game 3 goes in Washington on Friday night. That is your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Lot of people coming in on opinions on the NHL in Saskatchewan. Chad Isaac says, we complain about ticket prices now for the Riders. Just imagine the prices for hockey. Don't think it would work here financially for fans. Comment of the day right there. Right?
You're going to pay the exact same
thing
every game, probably.
Right. They're bitching about they can't afford to go to one game, the Heritage Classic, and every game will be like that in the regular season. Terry Mullick says it wouldn't be a lack of fan support. It could be a lack of player interest. If players don't want to go to Edmonton or Winnipeg, might be a tougher draw for Regina. Go Pats. I don't know, and I almost think it's not a worthwhile discussion because I just don't think it's ever going to happen. It's like, why are we talking about this? Do you think it would ever happen, both of you?
Not now. I mean, maybe, you know, you never know what can happen in terms of this market growing and that type of thing, but I don't foresee it happening in the next 10 years. I don't think there's any way. I mean, the NHL looking at expansion, I mean, the other markets, I mean, they're going into Seattle, what, next year? Mm-hmm. Quebec's going to get a team, and then, like, we're already, then what are you sitting at, 34, 35 franchises in the NHL? Unless you're taking a Florida out of there, but I doubt that's going to happen. It's going to have to be a relocation if you're going to get one. I just don't see it happening. It's a long ways off.
Well, Jackie, you're very positive.
I was trying to be positive, but you're all bringing up valid points. But again, very much the fan support is going to be there. But you just reminded me now with the Heritage Classic and the pricing and people's reactions. That makes me a little sad. But I'm still going to be positive about this. I think it can happen. Again, maybe not in the next 10 years, like Phil mentioned, but who knows? It would be nice to see.
Well, and nice Phil's from Saskatoon, and we've got a lot of Saskatoon viewers, obviously, and a lot of Saskatoon sponsors. Great Western's anchored out of there, by the way. And everybody up there says, you got to get on board with this new arena in Saskatoon thing. And historically, I haven't been because I'm like, I love Sask Place. It's Sask Tel Center. I love it. I love going there. But I do also understand that it's out of date and they would like an arena downtown. I mean, they don't have enough washrooms built for 15,000. They have enough washrooms for 7,000, things like that. That's a realistic thing when you're trying to operate a pro sports franchise.
It's a 30-year-old building.
That's a 30-year-old building, right? So, I mean, and the other thing is, I say, let's put an AHL team in there and see how it goes. And Saskatoon, live there. You're from there. You basically live there. We don't want it. It's NHL or nothing, which is fine. That's how they feel.
Yeah, it's totally fine. And I get it. I mean, you want the National Hockey League. You want the best league in the world to be in your city. And I'm with you on supporting a new rink in Saskatoon because, I mean, I think the Rush have had a lot of success there with how big that building is. Mm-hmm. But for the Saskatoon Blades, I mean, we were there in the Memorial Cup in 2013. And the most they had was, what, just over 11,000 for their game against London. And that's the pinnacle of junior hockey, right? And so, you know, even if they're a winner and a contender, it's just too big a building for the Blades to play in. So if they could get a rink that is in that downtown area or somewhere that's a little more accessible, that sits around that 6,000-7,000 and create an atmosphere there for the Blades to play in, I think that would be huge for their franchise because right now it's a graveyard. Even if you get 3,000-4,000 in there, it's a terrible place to watch a hockey game. It is.
Right. Yeah. However, Look at the bunny hug that
I'm
wearing.
Well, that's
today.
What I said. The Rush have
The Saskatchewan Rush would never buy that.
No, they would
They're playing to NHL caliber capacity crowds.
Yeah.
Right? So that if there's a new arena going in Saskatoon, it's 15,000 or more. Bottom line.
And this would it go?
Downtown, just how well do you know Saskatoon?
Pretty well, but
just north of the town, right, Philzy? When you go over, listen to all us Saskies talking here. If you're going up Idlewild, just past the train tracks, just to the east of Idlewild, just north of downtown, south of like Outlaws.
Toys R Us. Yeah. Is it Toys R Us? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, way north of Toys R Us.
Further north. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I've heard, unless you've heard anything else.
Well, I also heard that Toys R Us parking lot right across from the Midtown Mall in that area, too. But I think that there's a couple of options there for sure.
Well, I do feel that Ty writing in our social media advisor says smaller rinks are the way of the future for junior hockey.
And that's what
we're not saying. It's not going to be junior hockey. They're thinking bigger than junior hockey.
Sure. But if I'm the Saskatoon Blades and I'm in on getting a new rink, it's cut in half from 15,000. Like that, that from their standpoint, Regina, the Pats rink is perfect.
It is.
6,484.
I agree.
In terms of capacity, because, you know, even on your down years, when you're averaging 5,000 people, there's still an atmosphere in there, right? And then you sell it out and there's demand for tickets like we saw in the 2017 and 2018 seasons for the Pats. So for junior hockey, 15 is too much.
Jordan Ewart writes in Facebook, says the NHL will never come to Saskatchewan. Unfortunately, there are better markets in the States, and I would argue that Quebec City, Hamilton, or even Halifax should have a team before us here. Any thoughts on that? I mean, we're going down a road here that I did not expect to go down today. No. So we're kind of tap dancing on the air. I think I'm the one that said it's not happening. So why are we talking about it?
I think that if a Canadian market's going to get it in the near future, it's Quebec. And that is number one.
And they have the arena sitting there
right now. Exactly.
Yep. Which reminds me, Matthew Barnaby, when we were doing the dinner in Arcola the other night and driving back and forth 4 hours return, do you know that the Quebec Ramparts play in that rink that you're talking about Quebec City, and they draw 14,000 to 15,000 fans a game?
It's incredible.
For Major Junior. Part of the reason is Patrick was the head coach and general manager there. Plus, they win.
They're the only ticket in town in terms of hockey.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So it's not to say. Yeah. So, hey, by the way, check in the poll question. What's happening with Carlo Koliakovo, by the way? Oh, Clark says he's just settling in. I just want to check the poll results here for a second. When you got to go, Phil?
I don't know. I think I'm on here till 12.
Okay, good. Jackie, you? How are you?
Yeah, I was told to be here till 12.
Okay, good.
So we're
You're good with that?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, perfect. I just don't want to keep you too long, that's all. From the daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, checking the poll results. Which is the game of the week for week 20 in the CFL? It really hasn't changed. The Facebookers saying it is Calgary at Winnipeg with 68.3% of the vote. On Twitter, it's 56%. They're the leader, Calgary at Winnipeg on Friday Night Football, followed by Saskatchewan at Edmonton, 25.7%. Hamilton at Montreal with 5.9%, and nobody has voted for Ottawa at Toronto.
What's the percentage of that Toronto game?
Zero.
Can't see from here.
Not even your friends are going to that game.
Sadly,
they need a 7,000-seat stadium.
I mean,
they're playing at a Ricoh Coliseum.
No, but I mean, when you were talking about filling the stadium or it being so cavernous, at Sask telling me, like, that's the dome. And then you go to BMO, and, I mean, we still have the same problem. So will that fix the problem of filling those seats in?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that is definitely a topic maybe we'll get into tomorrow, and that is all the empty seats in CFL games. It is absolutely sad, especially gunning into the most exciting time of the year. That's the thing. All right. I do want to get you guys' take on the news of the day from the CFL, and that is that Zach Collaros will start Friday night for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers against Calgary. But pause that. We're going to Toronto now. Throw your headphones on, guys, if you can. Carlo Koliakovo joins us from TSN 1050. He is a veteran of this program. Good afternoon, Carlo, where you're at. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rod. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. And we got a Toronto gal on the bunker. Can you show Carlo, guys? Jackie Perez here from CTV Morning Live and the voice of the Regina Pats, Phil Andrews, who's the biggest Leafs fan out here. You'll see him shortly. Carlo, this area right now is the center of the NHL universe, or at least it will be this weekend with the NHL Heritage Classic. Are you going to be watching between the Jets and the Flames? And what are your thoughts on this novelty game?
Yeah, you know what? Today was I actually found out that it was this weekend, and I'm going to be honest with you. I love the outdoor games. I love these heritage classics. I think it really gives you a true appreciation on the game of hockey and some of the different stages that it could be played at. I was fortunate enough in my career to play in an outdoor game. It didn't happen in the NHL. It actually happened in my time in Europe and Germany. And it was in a soccer stadium in Hoffenheim, which is not too far from Mannheim where I played. And it was incredible. 40,000 plus fans in a raucous style sort of soccer atmosphere. And it was pretty cool too, because I think it was like January 2nd and the day had a little bit of a misty snow to it, which wasn't too cold, wasn't too hot, but it gave you that perfect winter, that perfect little outdoor feel. And hopefully this is something that we get to see this weekend. Hopefully there's no snow, but you'll get the outdoor feel.
Jackie, what is the forecast, by the way? Can you put on your weather girl hat?
I am the live on location reporter, not the weather
not
girl.
Not the meteorologist.
However, I think snow's supposed to come on Monday.
So not
so
till Monday.
Not
okay.
This weekend.
And like right around zero is supposed to be a little bit like minus two or something like that.
He put on his weather.
I did. Yeah.
Girl hat.
Okay. Good. Well, yeah. It looks like fairly ideal conditions. But Phil, you're the Leafs fan in the house. What do you got for Carlo?
Well, I guess first off, my first question would be, I mean, what was it like to play for Toronto? I mean, you're a Toronto guy. I mean, you played what, junior in Erie?
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be the coolest thing ever, didn't it?
It honestly was, and it's crazy. The story of me being a Maple Leaf is just so surreal because, you know, as an 18-year-old, you grow up, or as a young kid, and then when you turn 18, you get drafted. But you grow up watching the Leafs. You grow up playing hockey, always envisioning one day to play at the highest level, but never once did I ever think that it would be for the Leafs. So going into my draft year, funny, you have all these meetings with teams that have interest, and normally the teams that you have more meetings with are the teams you think that you're going to end up on. And Toronto, I had only one meeting. And you know, when I was ranked between 10 and 14, and most of the teams that I had multiple meetings with were in that range. So when I passed by those numbers at the draft, things start going through your mind. And then Toronto steps up to the plate at 17. And I remember vividly that, I had almost 30 family members with me at the draft in Florida, and there's sort of this unique thing at the draft. I don't know if they do it anymore, but when you're there, you kind of get a sense of how you know who the next player is going to be. And when it came to my name in 17, the camera was pointing right at me from the bottom of the floor, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, like I can't believe this is about to happen. And my twin brother was with me at the time, and he noticed that too. And As the Leafs are walking to the stage, he's nudging me on the shoulder. He's like, oh, my God, it's going to be you. It's going to be you. I can't believe you're going to be a Leaf. And I'm just like, shut up, man. I'm so nervous. Leave me alone. So I get that. Obviously, they walk up. They announce my name. And to be honest with you, since that day, I went from a young kid who just loved playing hockey to a celebrity overnight because, you know, the phone calls, the outreach, the, you know, coming back into town, and your front page of the newspaper, every radio station, every newspaper wants a piece of you. And life for me as a Maple Leaf was just about to start. And my only regret about playing for the Maple Leafs was I never got a chance to experience playing on a winning team. You know, we went through some tough stretches there, but it's allowed me to be who I am today, and I'm grateful for that. I've settled here in Toronto, you know, with my family. I'm doing a morning show on TSN, First Up, where you're connected with the sports teams that are in the city, and you know, just it allowed me to kickstart my career to play 14 years in the NHL. So it's something I'm forever grateful for, and something I hope one day in my lifetime I get to see them celebrate a championship, because I've joined the alumni group. I do a lot of alumni events for Toronto, and it's awesome. It's you know, it's being a Maple Leaf, something that I'll live with for the rest of my life.
What was it like dealing with that pressure? I mean, I don't know if you felt it or not, but being a first round pick, that had to be pretty crazy, wasn't it?
It was huge pressure for me. And something that I didn't really realize how big it was until you go play somewhere else. All I knew in my NHL career was playing for the Maple Leafs, where you go to the rink, play hockey, you leave the rink, you talk hockey, you're at home and you watch hockey, and everybody's talking about you. And everywhere you go in the city, restaurants, bars, shopping malls, gas stations, people notice you, and you're like, you're Carlo Koliakovo, the Maple Leaf, instead of just Carlo Koliakovo, the normal guy who I hang out with my buddies. And it got to be a little much. And in my time here, you know, I experienced some tough injuries, and I was never really able to move past it. And once you get caught with that label here in this city or in any market where you're the center of attention, you know, it's all people want to talk about. And for me, all I wanted to do was play hockey and talk about playing hockey. But people just wanted to continue to reflect on my injuries and some of the tough times that I went through. And I was never able to really move on. And when you're doing that and you're part of a losing team, you know, it's a tough thing to balance. You're talking about, you know, a lot of be surrounded by a lot of negativity. But that's the pressure that comes with playing in the market. And I didn't really understand that until I left, because I got traded to St. Louis, which is one of, you know, the things that kickstarted my second career. And I wouldn't say my second career, but like kickstarted my NHL career, because from there I was able to take off. But I was really, really able to appreciate life as a hockey player away from the rink, because, you know, I was able to be myself. I wasn't stuck in a bubble. I didn't have to listen to people talk about me, criticize me, be negative about the team and stuff like that. I was just able to focus on hockey and you know, prepare myself to be a hockey player. And that's some things that can be tough for a young guy to sort of understand. But for me, it was something that I never took for granted. I understood the difficulty behind it, and still this day, I still understand the difficulty behind it. The responsibility of being a Maple Leaf, it's, you know, the microscope is on you 24/7, both at the rink and away from the rink. And you really have to have a tough mindset to be able to deal with it. And nowadays it's worse. You got worse. You got social media where people can criticize you anytime they want. So it really takes a special person and a special talent to be able to deal with it. But things are a lot better, and you're able to deal with it a lot better when you're part of a winning environment. This Maple Leafs team has been lucky to be a part of the last.
Hey, lastly, Carlo, one of our viewers asked your thoughts on Craig Button going off on the Leafs and Austin Matthews. I missed that. If he did, are you aware of that situation, and did they deserve it?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely aware of it. I mean, we've talked about it for almost a week now, and I think it is deserved. You know, it's sort of what I talked about, the pressures of playing in this city where the expectation is so high. You know, the level of play has to meet the expectation, and clearly the level of play for the Maple Leafs right now hasn't been good enough. And there's no secret. Anybody who watches this team play expects a lot more. And especially in a summer where you've sort of set the landscape of what this team's going to be moving forward. They spent a lot of the time locking up their young stars. They've paid them like superstars in the league. And again, when you do that, not only does the expectation rise, but the pressure rises, the pressure to perform. And I think that's what a lot of these guys are having a hard time struggling with at the moment. Not saying that they're not still great players. They are. These are part of the growing pains that come with playing with pressure and playing with expectation. And another thing too with this Maple Leafs team is there's been so much turnover. And, you know, with the turnover that's been personnel-wise compared to even some of the turnover on the coaching staff, there just hasn't been any structure or fundamental play to their game. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating for Leaf, and I bet it's even more frustrating for the players. But this is something that they're dealing with early on, and they have to find a way to figure it out before it gets worse. Because in this market, you know, you can ask anybody who's in and around the game, if the level of expectation doesn't meet the criteria of what's expected of you for being a star player, fans start to get really upset, and they're really starting to voice their displeasures now, which can hopefully be addressed now and find a way to overcome it, because this team is too good, has too much talent to be playing the way they are right now.
Wow. Carlo, that's awesome insight. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your time more than anything. We'll do it again here. Hopefully things turn around for the Leafs.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry?
I said hopefully things turn around for the Leafs.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. All we want here is for the team to be successful. So let's hope it happens.
All right. Carlo Colaiacovo checking in from Toronto today from TSN Radio's First Up. We'll take a timeout. More with Jackie and Phil when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our best clips on our YouTube channel.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the old Rod Peterson Show. A couple more segments left. We will get Darren DuPont in here in the overtime segment. Jackie Perez here from CTV Regina, CTV Morning Live, and the voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews. They take on the Calgary Hitmen in Sunday's Prairie Classic at Mosaic Stadium, the add-on from the NHL Heritage Classic. And Shane writes in from Regina on the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. He says, any word of showing the Rider game prior to the Heritage Classic on either big screen or Party in the Park? That from Shane. Well, I'm not the info guy. I haven't heard it.
I think that have downtown in City Plaza, I think they're putting up a big screen there.
Okay, but not at the stadium. Benno, we're nice. Not the ones to ask. Or at least, we don't know. Not our deal. I am finding it to be a little bit of a problem. Because we are going to a friend's place for supper. What's the Rider kickoff at 5, I think? So that'll go to 8. And the hockey game's at 8. And we want to be there in time.
We want to be there early.
We want to be there early because of the opening ceremonies and the Sheepdogs and the Hunter Brothers and Jess Moskaluk and the Canadian Armed Forces. Actually, the Canadian Forces, not just the soldiers. Norway texting Trent. Hello, Trent. Every day, Phil. Well, you know, you watch the show.
Yes,
Trent in Norway says the Expos are up 2-0. They appear to be the real deal. Hope the Heritage Classic sells out and that the Riders win. That from Norway today, checking in. Phil, you said you watched the Leafs and baseball.
Yep.
And that's about it. Maybe a little Raptors, huh?
Well, yeah. I didn't watch their game, what is it, two nights ago.
Two nights ago.
When they
the
opening the overtime ceremony? Win to start. No, I was watching the World Series game one.
And so that's my question to you. How surprising is this 2-0 Expos lead in the World Series?
Mind is blown. I mean, going into the series, if you would have told me that the Nationals would find a way to beat both Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander in games one and two and put up 9 runs on them in those two games, I would have told you were crazy. I mean, yes, the Nationals had a good run there to get to the World Series, but they were off for, 12 days? And in baseball, that's can be an issue because you lose your timing and all that type of thing. I mean, obviously they're professionals and all that, but I thought that they were going to struggle early in the series, especially against Gerrit Cole and Verlander. I mean, maybe the two best pitchers in Major League Baseball. But Steven Strasburg pitched an incredible game last night, and Max Scherzer was just a little bit better than Cole in game one, and the Nationals got some timely hitting, and the Astros didn't, and now they're down 2-0 going for 3 in a row.
Yep.
In D.C. So they're in tough. They're in tough. I did not see this coming at all.
I had to do a double take last night when I switched. I was like, it's 9?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I shut it off at 8 inning because I had to go to sleep. But but fair, I was just like, I know how this is going to end. So let's just shut this up. But I was so shocked. And I was like, what game are we at in the series?
Going to 3.
That was game two.
Second one. Mm-hmm. So that is amazing. So, and you're a Jays fan. I know that, as am I, but I was an Expos fan too. I was a fan of both. Is that possible? I was.
Sure.
How do you feel about this Expos thing? Because I did some digging this morning and wondering why there's not more love for the Nationals in this country because of the Expos vein. And it's that the Nationals basically turned their back on Montreal, treated them like crap. They've unretired any of the jersey numbers that the Expos had retired. They've got them in rotation. There's no love in Montreal at all for the Washington Nationals.
Well, it's not their franchise, right? Like, I understand it. If you're Washington, like they started fresh, basically, is what it was. It's like, this is our franchise, and the history went out the books, I guess. And I could see why people in Montreal might be put off by that and the retired numbers and all that. But I don't really have much of an opinion on it, except that, you know, it's cool to see that franchise back in a World Series for the first time since 1933.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of rooting for him because Houston's that team that, you know, was the best team in baseball all year long, and I like the underdog most nights. So,
plus they just won.
There's that too.
Mm-hmm. One more. Don in Ottawa watching this morning. Actually, got a couple more, but he says, some remarks from a chat room in Halifax. City Council is not really supportive of this proposal at all. And he goes on to write a novel. He screenshotted it. I'm not getting into the ups and the downs of the Atlantic Schooners in the Halifax Stadium. It's not our town. I don't know where you guys stand on that, but I'm not going to be swayed. People are sending me headlines every day. I get that they care, that you guys care to send me that stuff and what they're saying in Halifax, but I'm not going to get emotionally invested in this. I've survived my entire 46 years without a team in Halifax. I'll be okay if they never go there. If they screw this up and bungle it to the point that they don't get a team, that's their problem. Not going to be my problem. What do you guys think about this?
I'm with you. Doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form.
We're too far removed from it.
Yeah.
Too far removed.
This is their thing. So I appreciate it, but
I think it'd be great for the CFL to expand and have more teams. That's about as far as
I want it to happen, but
for it to grow and get bigger and better, I'm all for it. But I mean, I'm not.
Tell me when it happens.
Exactly. Yep.
By the way, does your trainer Greg Mayer ever quote me? If it doesn't affect me, I don't give a rat's ass.
He may have said that a few times.
Yes. That's what I thought. Yes. Yeah, I was ahead of my time with that quote.
You were, yeah.
Brady in Saskatoon on famous number ones, as this is the episode number 101. Here we go, guys. Take a long number ones from 840-8777 Prairie Mobile text line. Corey Sheets, Roberto Luongo, Jacques Plante, Brian Elliott, Sergei Varlamov, Warren Moon, Henry Burris, Cam Newton, Kyler Murray, Oscar Robertson, Zion Williamson, Devin Booker, Muggsy Bogues, Tracy McGrady. I know.
I forgot Muggsy Bogues was number one.
Isn't that awesome?
Top of the list. There it
is. Derek Rose. So thank you, Brady from Saskatoon, for checking in. And I'll let you crazy cats get out of here, and I appreciate the time. This
Thanks
is fun
for
with
having
you guys
us.
Today.
Thank you.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday. Maybe Saturday night, too.
Perfect. Awesome. See you guys down there.
Stay warm.
You too. DuPont will be with us for overtime. It's next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back for the overtime segment of the program today, everybody. And Darren DuPont joins us for that. Just some sports updates here, or sporting news, because that's what we do here. Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch insists a 2-0 World Series deficit in last night's 12-3 thumping at the hands of the Washington Nationals hasn't dampened his team's confidence, but Hinch concedes his team has been outplayed so far in the best-of-seven series. Game 3 goes tomorrow night in Washington. It looks like former Yankees skipper Joe Girardi is set to manage in Philadelphia. Reports say the Phillies are hiring Girardi to replace Gabe Kapler. Both Alberta NHL teams are on the ice tonight. Calgary hosts Florida. The Edmonton Oilers take on Washington. The Oilers share the Western Conference lead with the Colorado Avalanche. There's 10 games in all tonight, so the remote's going to be smoking. And that includes Week 8 in the NFL kicking off with the Thursday nighter. Minnesota home to Washington. The Vikings 5-2 this season, while the Redskins 1-6. Minnesota quarterback Kirk Cousins will be facing his former team for the first time since leaving as a free agent. So lots of things going on. But I find it just amazing that Regina, Saskatchewan, little old us, be the center of the NHL universe this weekend for the Heritage Classic and the Prairie Classic with the Pats and the Hitmen on Sunday. And I welcome to the bunker for the first time today, Darren DuPont. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's a big weekend, and you know, with everything that's going on all the time, sometimes the days just blur together, and yep. I don't know which day is which. And, you know, with you and I and being in this, you work on the weekends, too. So every day is a working day, no matter what. But it does. It feels like the weekend's already here. It really does. It feels like it started today.
Yep.
And we're rolling right through the game on Sunday.
Well, we had so much to get through in the program today, and I understand there's a movement afoot for us to go to 3 hours. I don't know how close or how far away we are from doing that. Maybe today was an absolute beehive in here.
Today was.
Not like yesterday wasn't.
No.
But we got the sports doctor in and out of here. We got Al Murray, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in and out of here. Phil and Jackie, and we're doing football and hockey. Mostly hockey today, but zing, 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 zing.
Yeah.
And yesterday was wild. I mean, you got to go back and watch the warm-up segment today. I don't know if you tuned in today because you were not part of it from your office back there. But yesterday, had the 100th episode here, and kudos again to you and Clark and the whole crew for pulling that off. People loved it. Went down to the legislature for the throne speech, hung out with the politicos yesterday, and that was awesome. And then I rolled over to the Heritage Classic site, Mosaic Stadium, picked up my media pass there, talked with the NHL people. It was like, that was, like, I'm sorry, maybe I'm getting old. That was an exhausting day. Went home at supper time. I'm like, you were here late last night.
Oh, and then just out, cold.
Out, done.
Yeah.
Trying to watch some sports, and that wasn't happening. Robin in PA writes in and says, leave them wanting more, Roddy. Oh, yeah. Who reminds? Oh, guy that I sat with at the throne speech yesterday says, your life is like a Seinfeld episode. And I said, you know, a lot of people say that. A lot of people do say that. And is there something wrong with that?
No.
It's highly entertaining.
Yeah.
I asked my wife on several occasions, why are you married to me? Several times. She says, you're very entertaining. Figure that one out.
No, it's true. You are. I didn't know where he was going with the Seinfeld episode.
Well,
a show about nothing? No.
Nah,
of course just not.
The characters that are in my life.
Well, and there's always a different one, it seems like, every day.
Yep.
Who do we run into in the bookstore?
Oh, Alan Hustak, the author.
Yeah.
Wrote the book about the Trudeaus.
I meet somebody new every day.
We almost threw down right in the chapters.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. This is what you missed. When I was getting my pass yesterday for the Heritage Classic, I ran into Kenny Stromberg, who, if you don't know him, you would know him if you saw him. He's the penalty box at custodian at the Pats games. And he was just like, his eyes were in a daze. And I'm like, Kenny, let me guess. Are you running the penalty box at the Heritage Classic? He's like, yeah. Like, he's just stunned. Dream come true.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy for him. Of the 33,000 people that are going to be in the rink, I'm going to be thinking about Ken opening the door in the penalty box.
How cool.
A life-changing dream for him.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah. That's so cool that he's going to be down there. We get to, you know, see those guys around Pats games all the time, which is neat. They get to work the NHL game. That's going to be a special moment. All I can say is take lots of pictures.
All that.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I actually found out that I'm going to be at an event Friday night with Ron McLean and Don Cherry. So you talk about lifelong goals. I've never had an opportunity to meet Don Cherry, and I would like that. I would like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen Friday night, I understand. So thank you to the people that are making that happen. So it's going to be a huge thing. And that's the thing with, you know, the riders are going to be on the road. It's become a bit of a headache. 5 o'clock kickoff for them, 8 o'clock faceoff here. If I was still doing the riders, I wouldn't be at this NHL Heritage Classic. So I'm very grateful for that. And that's why I think about Kenny Stromberg and him working the penalty box for that game. It's like with me, 20 years with the Riders was awesome. Obviously, I'm very grateful for that. Some people win contests to spend one day with the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
And I got to spend 20 years with them. Very grateful for all of that. But now, this is very exciting too.
Yeah.
Right? And wouldn't have been able to do these things.
It's the NHL. So,
right. Right. What more is there to be said?
It's the NHL. That's all it is. It's amazing.
And if I take anything away from this discussion today is that Phil Andrews saying that there are, as of today, 14,000 tickets sold for the Prairie Classic. It's a hell of a lot more than what I'd heard. The last update was 5,000. That was like 3 weeks ago. But they've sold a lot in the last little while. And I just think that if people are watching the Jets and Flames Saturday night and the little kids are tugging on mom and dad's coat to go to the game, they want to go the next day, it's $18.50 to go.
Yeah.
Less than $20 for tickets.
Or if you're feeling the pressure about going to the NHL game and you want to make sure you don't miss out on a once-in-a-lifetime thing, go to the Western Hockey League game.
Yeah.
The game's going to be good, and you can experience the outdoor atmosphere of being in that building and get your pictures and stuff. You're not getting a picture with Johnny Gaudreau or Patrick Laine. You're probably not, right? But it's about getting those pictures and being in that building. You'll get the same memories. I mean, it's not the NHL, so, I mean, you want to be there. But if you want the memories of being and enjoying the event, come celebrate with us in the fan zone on Saturday for the pregame and go to the game on Sunday. It's much more affordable.
And it'll have an NHL feel with at least 14,000 people going to it.
Yeah, it will.
Right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah. Before we go off the air, local baseball news. Who informed you of this, Clark? Benny Walchuk from GX94 Yorkton Radio on Twitter. The Melville Millionaires are taking a one-year leave of absence from the WCBL, the Western Canadian Baseball League.
Whoa.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's very unfortunate, but not entirely a surprise either. A team that has struggled financially and at the gate. I think the Yorkton Cardinals aren't that far behind in that boat, right? But the Melville Millionaires taking a one-year leave of absence from the WCBL. Thank you, Clark, for that tidbit, and that's unfortunate news. Tomorrow, can you put up what we got going on tomorrow, Clark, if you don't mind, for a Football Friday? I know that we're in the teeth and the throes of a very busy time in the CFL and exciting games and all the rest, but the NHL Heritage Classic doesn't roll around every year, and that's why we spent the most of today's show on that.
I had two questions that have been bugging me all day.
Sure.
First, from yesterday, what did we decide about Foul Supper?
The poll result was that it's fall supper.
Fall?
It was like 53% said it's fall supper. I'm not going along with that.
No.
It's foul supper. I'm still calling it a foul supper.
It doesn't matter if it's right or not. Nobody serves beef at a fall or foul supper. It's always turkey or chicken. Always.
It's a foul supper.
Cabbage rolls, pierogies. Oh, yeah. Anyways, and today, game of the week.
Yeah.
I voted on the Montreal-Hamilton game.
You did?
I did.
Wow. Do you want to know what the lead is?
Well, I think it's going to be Saskatchewan-Edmonton. But I think second would probably Winnipeg-Calgary. And then Montreal and Hamilton. I think that's, for me, is the game of the week. The West is still so exciting coming down the stretch that they're both really good. But that Montreal-Hamilton game, that's, to me, sets up who's going to be one of the teams in the Grey Cup. I think that's the East semifinal.
It's a preview.
It is. It's huge.
Yeah.
We're going to get to know who's got an upper edge and who is likely going to be one of the two teams in the
Grey
Cup.
Well, mine is Winnipeg-Calgary.
Yeah.
And Zach Calero starting for the Blue Bombers.
Yeah, okay. The Zach Caleros factor, that might make that game a little bit more exciting.
And what's cool about this show is I call it the nation's first and only first live morning sports show nationally, where we're talking about national topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get into more of the Caleros thing today, but the NHL just kind of took over, which is totally cool because we're going to get our football talk in, obviously.
Yeah.
And thank you, Clark. Tomorrow's program on a Football Friday, John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, John Frenzy will be with us. Eddie Steele, our Edmonton correspondent, former Eskimos, Riders, and Ticats D-tackle, who's a Winnipeg kid. He's going to break down that Riders-Eskimos clash from Saturday and where the Eskimos are at going into the playoffs at 8-8. Colby Armstrong will be with us, the old arm dog. And I'm very happy that he's fit us in. He's a big deal now on Sportsnet, have you noticed? He's one of the top NHL guys.
Thought maybe he'd be here for the Heritage.
Oh, I didn't tell you, Clark. Jamie Thomas from Winnipeg Jets TV is coming in tomorrow, into the bunker.
Awesome.
That's all good. Darren Bombing from TSN Winnipeg Radio and NHL.com. He'll be with us tomorrow.
Exciting.
And Jeff Labolt, who is hiking across Canada raising awareness for diabetes. Jeff's going to be in the bunker here in this segment. So that's pretty cool, too. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Let's get out of here.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.